Meeting to order of Sky Ridge Pecosus Infrastructure Financing District. And this is our public hearing and special meeting to approve the budget for 2024 and 2025. So are we ready to go to the public comment period, Matt?
Why don't we start with a roll call just so we have that for the audio recording?
Great. Okay, so let's do appearances. I'm Val Ovison, the chair of the special district. Tyler and...
This is Tyler Aldis. I'm the vice chair of the district.
Hayden.
Hayden Smith, secretary.
And, David.
David Hutchison from CLA.
Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen, and Reese District Council. And we also have Christy Barker with our firm at the Anchor location.
Very good. Thank you all. We're glad to have you here and in this very important, timely meeting. So now we go to the public hearing, Matt. Do you have any comments or their structure? Do we have anybody waiting in the wings?
I don't see any members of the public on Zoom. We do have just a general public comment on the agenda, but I think we can forego that. Just for the record, Christy, is there anyone present at the Anchor location?
No.
Okay. So I think we can go straight into opening the public hearing then, Val, if you'd like to.
All right. Let's open the public hearing. And again, it has been advertised as required by law, and they have the information to join if they choose, right?
That's correct. Yep.
All right. So you're going to tell us about the message we received?
Yeah. So why don't we, David, why don't we give you a little bit of time to go through the budgets and review those, and then while the public hearing's open, and then we can see if any members of the public show up in the interim.
Very good, David.
Okay. Do we need to open this? I guess it is open already.
Yeah. Here, let me give you the screen.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's the final budget that I sent around a little bit earlier today. They called out a couple of edits from the budget, and I guess here's the summary of everything. In those edits, we pulled out the bond premium from what was originally in the tentative budget in the bond proceeds, and we also pulled out the underwriter's discount into a separate line. So I guess just going to that really quick on the capital projects fund, the $37,505,000 bond proceeds and the $194,651 premium. And then bond issuance costs, $416,000, underwriter's discount, $750,000. And everything else from there has stayed the same from the the tentative budget. Just that service fund stays the same, and general fund stays the same also. And then also, just as general information, we added the notes at the end here, including the debt service schedule for the bonds. Is it just open up to anyone if there's any questions that wanted to be asked specifically on any part of the budget or?
Okay, so, David, this schedule suffices for both 2024 and 2025, correct?
Correct. Here's the 24 amounts and the 2025 amounts here.
Okay. No comments from the public? Although, Matt, you do have one written comment, correct?
I actually don't know. What do we have? What is the written comment that we have?
You mentioned that in your beginning. I may have misunderstood you.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, no, we have no written comments from the public. And I was it when I referenced when I asked Christy if there were any members of the public present at the anchor location?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Christy, can you just confirm for the record that no one has appeared there?
Correct. No one's here.
Okay. And no one that I see has joined the Zoom call as well, other than just the participants already named. So I think we can proceed to close the public hearing then, Val.
All right. Do we need to do that by motion?
No.
Or, all right. We'll just close it and go on to the next item on the agenda.
Okay.
Consent items, approval of the minutes of the. We've got two meetings, the October 30th meeting that we didn't approve in our last meeting, and then the December 4th meeting last week. Any comments or questions or amendments to those minutes?
No, just the comment from the last meeting. Yeah, your title got corrected, Hayden's title got corrected, and everything appears in order.
Yeah, I agree with the detail and the changes and appreciate the changes that were made. All right, do we have a motion to approve both sets of minutes?
I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes of the August 30th meeting and the December 4th meeting as stated.
Thank you. And a second. Hayden,
Yeah, second.
all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Okay, the action items to consider the 2024 budget to the year we're in. And again, considering the date that the organization of district was established, we're still timely with that budget, correct, Matt?
That's correct.
All right. Any comments or questions? Amendments on the 24 budget.
None, Mr. Chair.
If not, to motion to approve.
Make a motion we approve and adopt the budgets as presented for 2024 and also for 2025.
Okay, you'll do them both together. That's sufficient. And Hayden, I
A
assume you
second.
expect it. If you don't second it, we're in trouble because it's
I second.
You're also free to make motions and second also, Val, if you.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 It's unanimous. And then the adoption of the 2025 annual meeting schedule.
I can address that, Val. We typically ask our boards if they would like to in advance set a schedule for the regular quarterly board meetings at which the board would review the quarterly financial statements. That's something that would then be published, but it is not set in stone. If we have a quarterly meeting approaching and it turns out it's inconvenient for one or more members of the board, we can always adjust that later. But if you'd like, we can go ahead and pick some days. We could do just for example, we could say we're going to do the first Tuesday in February at 10 a.m. and then the same day and time of each quarter after that, for example.
Yeah, Matt, that typically would work. My schedule's all over the place times, so I that's going to be really hard for me to keep those meetings. I get ambushed very regularly. I still have some barbarians at the gate on the lodge. So for Pegasus, I think if we could just book these quarterly for calendar year 2025, that would be really helpful for me.
Why don't we tentatively set the first quarterly meeting in 2025? Would you be okay with that, Tyler?
Yes, please. I definitely would love to set the Q1 meeting right now.
Okay, let's do that then. And like I said, maybe towards the end of January, first couple weeks in February is what we would be looking at for that.
Yeah, my challenge, Matt, I am gone. I'm in Canada from Thursday, January 30th to Friday, February 7th. I could do it the week of the 10th. That week would work really good.
How about the 11th?
The 11th would work great. Yes.
Yep, that would be fine. It looks like we have availability either at 11 a.m. or anytime in the afternoon on that day.
Let me pull up that day.
What day is the 11th?
That's a
It's a
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, we're booked.
Tuesday, the 11th. Oh, we are booked on that
Yeah.
Tuesday. Okay.
What about
Oh, is this the second week or the first week? Second week?
second week?
You
Second
do the
week.
second week.
So we're okay, Christy.
Yeah, just not the first.
Okay. So yeah, either 11 or anytime in the afternoon.
I would love to do 2 o'clock if that works for everybody else on the group.
Okay. If there's no objections to that, Christy can send out a calendar invite.
Wonderful.
Okay. So
Perfect. I'm blocking. I'm just holding it on my calendar right now.
okay.
IFD board meeting
And I don't.
Tuesday, February
Yeah.
11th at 2 p.m.
And I will bring the virtual birthday cake.
Oh no.
Whose
Bob, it's
birthday
your
is
birthday. We'll
it?
we'll
It's
meet in
my
the anchor
birth.
location.
It's my birthday that day, so.
Well, I think you have the prerogative then to say that that won't work.
Oh, it's just like any other day. It's
Okay.
just my birthday. Glad to have something to do on my birthday,
That's great, Bob.
I would suggest since we're not setting meetings for the entire year that we not do a motion and a formal action on that. We can just proceed with
Yeah.
that
I
date.
think we could approve the next date, and then that's the date. And if it changes, it changes. But that could be the whatever. If you wanted a motion on that matter, we just schedule the date now.
Yeah, we don't need a motion to set that, so I'm okay with that. We
Okay.
can proceed. So I see Christy, Michael, and Michael does have on here open and public meeting training. I assume that that is the annual training that's required, the annual update, because we typically will get on a cycle of doing that training each year with the board. We've done that so recently with this group that.
Yeah,
You
we
know,
just did it.
unless there's any objection, I would say we open the floor up to any questions about open and public meetings now that we've had a few. But I don't know that we necessarily need to take the time to go through the entire syllabus, I guess.
Yeah, Matt, we did do this just about 60 days ago. I don't think it's changed in the last 60 days, and I feel very confident that the board has got as we just did it, that it should be sufficient for 25, and we'd look to do that again in 25.
Okay, I tend to agree.
I'm fine with that as well, so.
Okay, so that covers all the items on the agenda, Val.
All
We
right.
just
Any other comments or questions from the board?
no, Val.
All right. Let's adjourn. Non-debatable doesn't need a motion or a second, right, Matt?
I don't think anybody's going to object, so.
Well,
Right. Okay. Thank you all. Happy holidays.
you all. Yep.
yeah,
Thank you.
hey,
Thanks.
can we? Yeah, we're done and we stopped the recording, right?